The Maran Brachos on Lamed Gimel on the base writes, Amar Bichanina, Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mir Shamayim, Shinemar, Ve'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokacha Shalal Meimach Ki Im Lira. Everything is Bidei Shamayim except for Yir Shamayim. And that indicated by the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, what is it that God asks of you? Yir Shamayim. Meaning to say, that's something that's in your power. Asks the Gemara, Atu Yir Shamayim Milsa Zutrasihi. Is Yir Shamayim something which is easy? Meaning to say, if I say something to you, all I ask of you is to...
Climb Mount Everest.
Okay, interesting example. I was thought the opposite. So usually if I say, all I ask of you is something, that formulation implies something that's very easy. I'm only asking you of this. So what does it mean, Ma Hashem? Ma Hashem, is it easy? Yir Shamayim is the hardest thing in the world. V'am Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, in, Ein Lo Lakadosh Baruch Hu Beveis Kenazav Ela Otzer Yishar Shamayim, Shinamar Yiras Hashem, Hi Otzarau. So you see that it's something which is very difficult. So the Gemara answers, in Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasehi. D'am Rabbi Chanina, Mashal La'adam Shemivakshem Imenu Kli Gadol V'yeshlo Dome Alav Kikli Katan. Katan Ve'ein Lo Dome Alav Kikli Gadol. Rabbi Chanina said, this is comparable to a person who's asked for a large vessel, which he has. So it seems to him like a small vessel. A small vessel which he doesn't have, it seems to him like a large vessel. So Yir Shamayim is indeed a large vessel and not something simple. However, since Moshe already had acquired that trait, so it seemed to him like a small vessel. So everyone notes that this doesn't make any sense. First of all, the Torah is given to everybody, not just to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Presumably, it's addressed to everyone. And if it is indeed the case that it's difficult for everybody except for Moshe Rabbeinu, so the phraseology of Ma Hashem Shal Meimach is still very problematic. And to compound the matter, Moshe Rabbeinu was the educator par excellence. He's called Rabbeinu. Imagine someone who teaches math. And for them, math is easy. They have an excellent mathematical mind. They're brilliant in that way. They studied it for many years. And they're teaching basic math. And the students naturally are struggling. And the teacher says, I don't know why you're struggling. This is so easy. And they say, what do you mean? It's so hard. He said, well, for me it's easy. So what kind of teacher is that? Right? A good teacher is someone who is aware what their students are struggling with and able to help them at their level. Moshe Rabbeinu was a great teacher. So his saying that for me it's easy is not something that's going to help us. So obviously the answer is no. There must be something here in which Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us, those who struggle with Yir Shamayim, something that we could learn, something about Yir Shamayim which we could learn. So the Ran in the Drosh HaAsiri deals with this question, and as you'll see shortly, he brings an interesting parallel from our Parsha. Aval ein ze mima sheyikshe, ki amnam yitachein ma shekasavti bedavar shu kal etzel omro, v'i afshar sheye kal etzel zulaso. Aval ha'inyan Yesh lo teva acher, shu inyan shiuchal kol adam lasigo, v'asher sigu, shofet umishpato emes shehu inyan kal nakel hasig. Basically, what the Gemara says: something that once I already have, I recognize that it's easy. Bivchina shakol hatoreach v'ha'amal shetarach lahasigo, eino nechshav lemeuma. In other words, yes, it's something which is very difficult. But some things are expensive, but they're a great deal considering what they're valued at, what they're worth. So, yes, it's hard, but considering what it is, it's cheap, it's easy. Ad shemishi etzayer oso al amitaso. So if you have a true perspective of what Yerushalayim is supposed to be, then it's actually something easy. He's going to elaborate in a minute, but just to give an example. There are, last night Rabbi Reichman gave a Musar Shmuz in which he was maspid Rabbi Moshe Tversky, and he said that Rabbi Tversky would stay up in the Beis Medrash learning till 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, but it was never very hard for him. So what's the pshat that it's hard for me? So the pshat is that if you realize the value of something, so then it doesn't seem very hard. If a person realizes, and maybe the example of staying up till 4 in the morning isn't a good example, because a lot of times somebody will realize the value of Torah and still have to go to sleep before 4 in the morning so that they'll be able to learn Torah the next day and concentrate. But this is true with all aspects of mitzvos, which is that a lot of times mitzvos seem very difficult for us. But that's a reflection of our not realizing their value. To the extent that we were aware of how precious every moment of Talmud Torah is, so then that Talmud Torah would now be easy to seek, to achieve. So if we take this approach, and he's going to develop this in a moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that you want to get Yerushalayim, you want to succeed in Torah mitzvos, if you realize how valuable they are to the point that seeking them and running after them is easy, so then you'll get them. We want to reach a level where Yerushalayim is easy. And that's how you'll get there. You could say it's a little circular. But that's the lesson that he was teaching them. He was teaching them, and this is true again for all mitzvos. Mitzvos seem like a struggle because we frequently feel like we have to choose between two different things. Do we arrive at davening a couple minutes early with time to prepare properly, or do we sleep for a couple minutes? So we face two choices. We have to decide whether we're going to hit snooze or not. And we see two choices, you know, sleeping for a couple minutes, that's worth something. Davening, getting there early, that's worth something else. And we struggle, we decide what's worth more, what's worth less. But if you realized how valuable it is to daven, something I'm definitely talking to myself at, since I'm not particularly good at this, right? And how valuable it is to daven b'kavana. So then the choice would be obvious and it would be easy to get up. Just like it's easy to pop out of bed if you were told that you'd get $1 million if you pop out of bed and come to such and such place by such and such time, you wouldn't struggle. So our struggle reflects the lack of our appreciation of what it's really worth. And therefore you want to get to a stage where it's easy. That's what Yerushalayim is. He continues, Me'asher yachshok ha'inyan ha'nechbad ha'hu gam ba'ez tarcho lo ye alav l'torach. If you really desire it, then even when you're working hard for it, it won't feel like a torach. And here's the comparison from our parsha, Kinyan she'ne'amar v'yiyu b'einav kayamim achadim b'havaso osa. Yaakov worked 7 years for Rachel. 7 years is a long time. And he didn't just work lightly, heavy work. Achalani Kerach and Chore, right? Hard, 7 years of hard labor. But what? Because he loved her so much, what would otherwise be something that's very difficult was easy. In other words, whether something is hard or easy depends much less on factors like the technical strenuousness of the labor, and much more on your attitude towards it. You could have somebody, I had a neighbor who would get up every Sunday morning, early in the morning, and work on his car the whole day. And he would like mamish be under his car, you know, he slid underneath it and he would work it, and he had one of these old cars, classics, and you saw him Sunday afternoon after like working a whole day, he would be like, had oil all over his face, and you'd ask him, how you doing? And he would smile, say, ah, oh, what a great day, right? If you asked him after work on a regular day, I don't remember what he did, he worked for the government, I think. So working for the government is not very hard. You sit at a desk, you do this, you say, oh, what a hard day at work. But this, he's under his car the whole day, laying flat on his back, but that was fun. So, right, so one's hard work, one's easy work? No, the answer is one is something that he's passionate about. It's easy. Something that he's not passionate about, it's not hard. What makes something hard or easy really is much more about your attitude towards it. And that's what it says in our parsha. Working for Rachel was easy, b'havaso osa. Umi shelo yitzayir ha'inyan velo yavchinehu. But if you don't appreciate what Yerushalayim is, yira'eh etzlo davar kasher lasig. Im ha'yos she'al derech ha'emes hu davar nakel, gam kein b'chuko. V'zeh dome l'mi she'yivchan melacha achas me'amelachos u'matza kala, shu omer liyaser anashim asher yechashvu l'kveda me'asher lo b'chanuha v'umodiya elehem v'omer de'u ne'amana hi melacha kala. Zehu daiti b'divrei rabboseinu. That's the way the Ran explains this.
Everything has to do with, I remember Rabbi once spoke about like Yichud Alev, and that's what Yaakov also, I think also in this week's parasha, Yaakov was able to, we say in like Tfilas Geshem, like Yichud Alev Galev, and that's how he was able to pick up the event. So like, is that related to what we're talking about, that if you have a certain like presence of mind, you focus on a certain mm-hmm. thing, that's what
you could have much more strength? Yeah. Another reflection of that same idea. I think you see a similar point maybe in the Rambam. Al yavor b'machshav, the famous Hilchos Tshuva, Perkei Halacha Beis. Al yavor b'machshav tuch hadavar zeh, she'omim tipshei ha'umos, v'rov golmei b'nei Yisrael, she'akadosh baruch hu gozer l'adam etchilas b'yasu li'os tzadik ha'rasha, ein hadavar kein. El kol adam ro'i li'os tzadik ha'moshe rabbeinu o'rasha ki rafa, mochachom o'sachal o'rachman o'achzari, o'kili o'shav, V'chein Shar Hadeus. So maybe the assault is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them in Begabi Moshe Milsa Zitrasahi, he's telling them all, you could be like me. It's not like math. It's possible that even if someone works really, really, really hard at math for many, many, many years, they still could always be hard for them. Calculus, I don't know. You know, some people could do it, some people can't. The Rambam writes that everybody could be Kamosha Rabbeinu. And as the Mefarshim note, clearly it doesn't mean in all senses of the word. For example, Nevuah, Okam Yisrael Kamosha Od. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, so we could all be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, if he's telling this to Klal Yisrael, it's because it's Shaykh to Klal Yisrael, it's Shaykh to all of Klal Yisrael. He's saying you too could reach a level where Milsa Zutrasahi, where Yerushalayim is something easy. And that's, what is that? That's what the Ran says. The Ran says that whether it's Milsa Zutrasi here or not, it's really not dependent on, it wasn't easy for Moshe because Moshe was special. It was easy for Moshe because Moshe had the proper attitude and mindset towards mitzvahs. The Gemara in Shabbos writes, comes up in a couple of places, that Rasafra Karel Chachamim Moshe. right? He used to say to them, Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, like the Rambam says, we could all be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says also. Same idea, I think, in Tanya. It says, in Legavi Moshe Milsa Zitrasi, it's in Perek Mem Beis, Dekai al Bechinas Moshe Shebekol Echad Ve'echad Mi'Yisrael. Ki kol nefesh ve'nefesh Mi'Beis Yisrael Yeshlo Mi'Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. Alav HaShalom. So that's the Yisod. The Yisod is that by saying it, it's easy. Moshe Rabbeinu was not just showing off. He's telling them two things. Number one, he's telling them, you want to get Yerushalayim, you have to recognize that it's easy. And how do you make it easy? By recognizing that there's nothing else of true value compared to it. And then it'll be easy. And then he's also saying to them, for you too it could become easy. Not just me. All of you could be Moshe Rabbeinu, in this sense. We each have a bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu in our neshama. And that's the lesson. And how? So, like the Ran says, on the one hand it's very, very hard. On the other hand, it's very easy. Until you get there, it's very hard. But once you've reached there, then you see in truth, it's really very easy. We should all be zeichah.